Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:44 and a half on this August 3rd, 2020. Highs of 96 today, 10% chance for showers. We're into a relatively dry pattern, I guess, like it is normally at summertime, between a 10 and 30% chance for an afternoon thunder showers. Highs are going to be between 95 and 100, but it's early August, and what else would you expect? One thing we none of us really expected was COVID-19 or the novel coronavirus. Dr. Richard Casey joins us, a board-certified pulmonologist and part of the COVID intensive team with the St. Tammany Health System. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Thank you for inviting me, too.
Thank you for your time. One of the more shocking things I've seen as it relates to the whole pandemic is when they show you what the coronavirus can do to a lung in a relatively healthy young person, and then they show you what a normal lung looks like, and it's just hard to imagine, is it not?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's amazing how you can, like you said, take a healthy person walking on the street and they end up in the ICU on a ventilator and they just can't breathe. It's just heart-wrenching for us to see people like that who can't breathe, who normally were very healthy.
What would you say to people who, and I think there is a narrative out there that you're either going to be asymptomatic, you're going to have mild symptoms, or you're going to die. There's a lot of room between all of those three, is there not, in terms of complications you could have?
There is.
I don't mean to be funny. Doctor, I don't mean to be funny, but you know that's what people think. A lot of people think.
Right, and what we're seeing over here is the vast majority of people here have mild disease. That we certainly have plenty of people in the hospital; they're sick, but a lot of them are older, or have other comorbidities or health problems, so to say, that really haven't helped them to fight this virus either.
But when it comes to young people and lung damage, what happens? Is there a common link between young people or younger people or no comorbidities whose lungs get damaged? Because I was watching a thing on NBC Nightly News last week. They had somebody who was 28 that had a double lung transplant, I believe, at Northwestern in Illinois, not here. And another one, a 62-year-old man, and he said he thought it was a hoax. And then he said, look, it's not a hoax, y'all. It's real. And I got the double lung transplant to prove it. Are there common denominators among people that go between ages that have nothing to do with ages necessarily or pre-existing conditions? I guess what I'm asking you, are more people at risk of having serious lung damage than others?
Yes, it's what we're seeing here. Actually, obesity is a significant factor in risk, and we can't explain why obese people are more at risk than non-obese people. But if you have diabetes, hypertension, or underlying kidney disease, those people are at higher risk. So we've had young people with, you know, health problems that you wouldn't expect. Then they get COVID, and they're sicker than somebody who doesn't have health problems. So underlying health problems really makes things worse.
Have you seen people without underlying health problems have serious issues?
Yes, yes. But you know, I've also seen them recover as well, too. But, yeah, a healthy person can end up on a ventilator. That is true.
So what happens with the lung itself as far as the virus is concerned that causes so much damage?
Well, it causes a tremendous amount of inflammation in the lungs, and when we see inflammation, it's obviously hard to give enough oxygen. Then our concern is that they can be left with permanent scarring, but we're really not seeing a lot of that, at least in our community. And I've reached out to other pulmonologists in the area. So, unfortunately, we're not seeing severe end-stage lung disease, but it's usually an inflammatory response, and there's something called the cytokine storm that's been mentioned. I don't know if it's been in the press too much that we're,
what
we're doing
it
studies. Cytokine storm. Cytokines are like modulators in your body that help deal with inflammation. And we think that somehow that gets out of control with these people with COVID viruses. So some of the medicines we're studying are trying to suppress the cytokine storm to reduce the inflammation in the lungs. The lungs are very sensitive to other injuries, not physical, but more like chemical injuries. So that's what a lot of the research is focused on, is reducing the amount of inflammation and damage to the lungs.
Somebody texted in and said they had pneumonia when they were a kid. They've been hospitalized for bronchitic, however you pronounce
bronchitis.
It. Uh-huh. Pneumonia or whatever it is. Asthma, would they be considered at risk or high risk, and should they take extra precautions?
I wouldn't say high risk, but I would say any underlying lung condition before can put you at higher risk for complications. But yes, they should do, you know, pretty much what's recommended. Wear a mask, stay at least 6 feet away, and washing hands frequently really makes a difference too.
I will pick it up here when we come back. I want to ask you about clinical trials as it relates to immune globulin and convalescent plasma. If you don't know what that is, you're in the same club as I am, and we'll find out when we come back. We're talking to Dr. Richard Casey, a board-certified pulmonologist, part of the COVID intensive team with St. Tammany Health System. Right now at 7:50, we take a break for WWL traffic. 7:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker on this Monday morning, August 3rd, talking to Dr. Richard Casey, a board-certified pulmonologist and part of the COVID intensive team with St. Tammany Health System. And doctor, before we went to break, we asked you about clinical trials regarding immune globulin and convalescent plasma. The only thing I know is that globulin sounds like something from Halloween, but I'm guessing it's not. Explain all of that, if you would, please.
The year-round, it's not just seasonal. Yeah, so okay. Immune globulin is from it's something that helps you fight infections. It's pulled from donors, and it's been used for 40 years for immune deficiencies. Like, there's an immune deficiency where you can't fight bacterial infections, so some patients will get that on an outpatient basis. So what we're participating in, St. Tammany Hospital Systems, it's a nationwide study of using high-dose immune globulin for people with moderate to severe COVID infection. And it's 10 centers are being participating throughout the country for this. So it's what's called a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, which hopefully isn't too many words. So basically, you're randomized to either receive the immune globulin or placebo, which is just IV fluids, and you get a treatment for 4 days. And it's blinded in that I don't know if the patient gets the medicine, the patient doesn't know, the nurse doesn't know, and that's how good studies are done. And so once the data is collected at the end of the study, then we'll find out, you know, who got the treatment and who didn't. So these patients are volunteers, and we obviously tell them the risk and benefits of it. So I'm excited to be part of the study, but obviously right now I don't know, you know, has it been efficacious in treating this disease, but this is how good studies are done.
For people that don't understand that, and I've always wanted to go into that with a guest, and that is, in terms of the scientific method, if I may recall my college biology from a while ago, you presume nothing is true, and you have to prove that it is true rather than the other way around, correct?
Exactly, and that's why it's blinded, and we're controlling it. We're basing it versus placebo, but you know, people can still get standard of care. But yes, there's no bias involved in these studies, which is how good scientific studies are done.
But anything, if you think, Nestle's Quick cures coronavirus, you don't look to prove that, or how can I phrase this? You don't say that and then try to prove it. I'm saying it backward, but do you understand what I'm trying to get across to people? Where nobody, you're trying to disprove what you think almost, or it's a very rigorous process, doctor. I guess what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way.
Right, and that's why there's a placebo arm that we can't just treat people with this immune globulin and let's say they get better and say, oh, it's all good, it works. You have to have that placebo arm to see if it really works, that removes any bias from it.
And as far as I'm confused, this plasma is not related to COVID per se, it's just
correct
for general infections?
Right, that's what it's for, but it's been shown. There was a small study done with three patients early in the course of the disease. They gave three patients this immune globulin, and they got better. So that's why they decided to do this nationwide study, to see does it help modulate the over-inflammatory response, that cytokine storm I was talking about. We're trying to suppress that and keep people off the ventilator so they'll recover more quickly.
It'd be a pretty big deal as far as therapeutics go, would it not?
Oh, it'd be tremendous. Yeah, and there are multiple studies of other medicines being tried throughout the country, which we really need right now.
Well, good luck. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time and your patience
you
with me, who's certainly not a biology major. Richard Casey, board-certified pulmonologist. When we come back, we'll talk to Senator John Kennedy. If you have any questions for him.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.